Log Talk Radio.
Right about now.
Oh! Lush! Talk to him. It's 2K10, think we begin in the hush knot. Block Talk Radio, listen to Lush Spot. Music even hotter than what you stash in a glove box. People like,
you heard the New York rapper that Lush got?
TDI and Lush together is like a dream team. A Bronx bomber who linked up with a street queen. Over here, we don't need no softness. The Nigerian princess, CEO Boston. Lush, like her out there ain't another fam. I'm TDI, dig it homie, I'm a brother man. Violate, play tough and act gutter, man. Snap your damn neck back like a rubber band. I'm in the crib bumping Malice in Wonderland. While you other rappers act like faggots in Wonderland. Race there, getting money is the occupation. Lush Radio Online is domination. Yeah. Bronx, New York, your representative right here, TDI. Shouts to Lush Radio, blocktalkradio.com. Let's go.
Girl, Lushy Lush live in the building. And you know it's Friday and it's going down. And I'm broadcasting live from the Bronx at Team Studios, man, where we make dreams happen. Live in the building. And you know Team Studios is located at 725 East 137th Street, Bronx, New York, 10454, between Willow and Bruckner Boulevard. You can call them at 347-726-22221. They got all the recording and mixing and mastering that you need. They open 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. They also got rooms for rent. So definitely you need to come through and tell them Lush sent you. So it's definitely going down in Brooklyn. Shout out to, you know, Team Entertainment. Log on to www.teamentertainment.net. Also, you know what I'm saying, shout out to everybody out there doing their thing. Shout out to DJ Bedtime. He interviewed us live on Hate Radio. He showed the same love back, so we was live in the studio. Shout out to my little sister. It is her birthday week. Shout out to all the Leos out there that's doing their thing live on Lush Radio Online, man. It's going down. Yo, call in, you know what I'm saying, at 347-826-7722. You know what I'm saying? We're also going to be streaming live from Ustream. So you log into Ustream, we'll be live on there also. And we going in. It's Get the F Out of Here Fridays, man. If you got certain things you want to talk about and stuff just stressing you out, or somebody you just want to tell them to get the F out of here, man, call in at 347-826-7722 and tell them to get the F out of here, man, live on Lush Radio Online. We're going to have Fred the Godson calling in. Unfortunately, he can't come in the building tonight, but he will be calling in, and he's going to tell everybody why he's not coming in tonight, but he's going to call in tonight on the show. And also, don't forget that all through the week, Monday through Saturday, we got shows going on. You know what I'm saying? You got to check the times. We go in all through the week, like I said, on Lush Radio Online. Definitely also shout out to, on the Rox ENT, SoulSummer.com, Cedric the Entertainer and Friends, August 21st at Paradise Theaters, www.paradisetheaters.com. 6 p.m. show, call in the box at 718-220-1015. Also, check out the Lush Girls t-shirts. They're available on www.lushradioonline.com. Make sure that you support, ladies. It's only $25, man, you sexy chicks. Hit on the button that says buy now. Thank you to all of the supporters out there. And also, thank you to our sponsors for those shirts. Elite Print, you formerly known as Capital Customers. Call them at 202-471-0310. Contact them and ask them for custom clothing. We live in the building, man. Check out Lush Radio Online on Facebook and all over, man. We in the building. Make sure you log on to IDJ Awards and go ahead and vote for us. Lush Radio Online got nominated for Internet DJ, and we're going in. I got some new music on the hot or not. You know what I'm saying? Some stuff coming out of Team Studios and different things, man. It's popping tonight, man. It's going down tonight. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling life. And I'm about to bring in my man Bugsy live in the building with me, man. What up, Bugsy? What up, Boston? What's popping, baby?
What's good, Elush? How you feeling today?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling lovely right now. I'm feeling hot.
I can dig it. Yeah, we out here on the beach, man. Just, you know, living it up. About to go hit the strip, get something to eat. Think about some seafood while I can before it gets bad out here.
What? Can you catch me a lobster, my G? Can you catch me a lobster?
Hey, gotta catch up before the oil stock coming and expanding all over the world. Gotta get it while it's fresh.
Wow. Can you give me some of that, man? Because I don't want no oily lobster. I want a fresh one. Make sure you don't get it from the Gulf, my G. Don't get it from the Gulf.
Oh, nah. I'm staying away from the Gulf, man. Water looking real fresh where we at right now, so we might not have to worry about that.
That's what's up, man. And thanks for calling in last night. You know what I'm saying? We was talking about the menage a trois relationships and everything like that, famo.
Oh, yeah, you know, I ended up having to jump off before old girl came through an interview because, yo, Mia had me getting hungry last night. She's talking about that cookbook and how everybody eat when they do their little events. I also want to say it was a pleasure and an honor being on the air with her, too, yesterday, man. She had me waiting to go cook something to eat last night.
That's what it is. Tonight we're going to be in the building with Grind Time, you know what I'm saying, the battle rappers with our girl Sarah Connor. They're going to be live in the building in Brooklyn, so I'll be live in the building with them. Definitely checking them out. Hey, yo, I'm doing some crazy stuff. It's so hot right now, I don't even drink beer. But I'm sitting here drinking a Corona right now, yo.
I think about bringing some Grand Cru with me earlier, but I was like, it's too hot for that, man. So I had to leave that back at the crib, man. It's too hot.
Definitely, man. Shut up. If it's cold, I'm drinking it right now. I like it chill, shaking, not stirred. You know what I'm saying? We live in the building. I definitely want to give a shout out to Rincon, the restaurant is a buffet, Spanish food. It's at 797 East 137th Street, Bronx, New York, 10454. You can call them at 718-585-8389. They got some good food, and they got nice Coronas and Heineken's and all that and wine. And I stopped over there, you know what I'm saying, and they showed me mad love. Shout out to Carlos, the owner. And like I said, we live in the building on Lush Radio Online. And I feel like right now it's really hot, you know what I'm saying? People out on the beach with the bikinis and all that. Booties is shaking, you know what I'm saying? Dudes wearing boxes, they showing their muscular shirts. And then you got some nasty dudes out there showing their beer bellies, looking like they giving birth to like 5 kids. What's good with that?
Yeah, they all out here, man. But, you know, I'm looking at the sitting tight ladies doing their thing out here, man. Oh, man, you ain't doing nothing.
They out there
down that skin,
huh?
Hey, they hitting the beach before, as I say, they go shake their little stanky ass at the club tonight.
And the problem is, are you going to be washing that booty before you get out of the club? See, I got a problem with some of y'all cats out there. Y'all go to the club. Y'all know y'all trying to hit on somebody. And my man, stop piling on a whole bunch of cologne on your body. Cover that phone, player. There's the such thing as soap and water, Pippin.
You don't know that, first, and scrub off the phone.
Then put on some cologne, man. And some of y'all need to, back in the 80s, cats was wearing all that musk cologne, son. Put on something that's going to attract the woman, not scare the hell out their ass. Get the fuck out of here, man. Friday. Just get the fuck out of here, Friday. We live right here at Team Studios, live in the Bronx, and we doing our thing, man. And I think I got my co-host, the hostess with the mostest, live from Irvington, New Jersey, live in the building with me, man. What's up, good brew?
Shout out to Lush Radio. I heard Bugsy already on deck. Y'all lucky, hey, you're doing your thing out there with Team One. So shout out to Team One ENT. They follow me on Twitter. We follow each other. We're here to uplift each other. I want to shout out the Lush Girls. I want to shout out Emma E2K, Street Queens. Last night I called in. Y'all had it popping. So don't forget Lush on Thursdays at 8. It's the Street Queens, and they get it in. Them girls get it in. I love y'all staying away.
Lulu said that we was getting a little freaky on Thursday, man. He said we got a little freaky.
Yeah, I got some freak in me because I'm a Scorpio, and I was ready for all y'all last night. I don't know who was popping the most shit, but I was on it.
Then he said I was there.
Yeah, I was definitely tuned in and turned up.
Well, man, we turned up over here at Lush Radio Online, man. We ain't playing no games, man. Yeah, get your game together, seriously, man. So what's popping over there in Irvington? Is it really hot? Is it blazing? I think the weather right now has kind of gave us a little bit of break, though, because it wasn't as hot as the heat wave we usually get these past couple of weeks. We had a little bit of breeze coming in and stuff like that. So especially when you're close to the water, you're getting that breeze and stuff. But how is it over there in Irvington over there, man?
I'm under the AC, logged in. I'm chilling. Yeah, I mean, I ain't been out today, only just to go outside and get what I needed. So I'm back in the crib because I'm avoiding the madness. You know, everything is fresh over here, so I'm inside under the AC. I'm fresh to death. I'm trying to stay
that
way.
That's what it is. That's what it is.
I can't lie. Ain't nothing outside right now. I got what I need right here. I ain't no fun ass nigga. Ain't nothing for me out there. If I gotta leave, I gotta leave. It's only gonna be for money. What up?
He said, as long as I got some food and AC and some beers, I'm good money.
I'm ready to rub on some, so I'll be doing that. Good. That's coming to me.
Yeah, that's what it is. Like I said, man, make sure y'all log on www.idjawards and make sure that you go and vote for us. Lush Radio Online. Oh, my God, what was that? Was that an animal? What was that, huh?
Little boys running around on the beach.
I thought that was a little gremlin or something, huh?
If they got those out here, it's time for me to relocate.
Wow, huh? That drunk was really crazy. I was scared for a second, huh? You all right over there, buddy?
I could get better, but I would say I can't get no better, man. I'm feeling love right now.
They're trying to get on a boat with you, Buzzy?
No boat today. I mean, hell, a lot of people got their boats out here today, man.
I thought they was pilots trying to take your boat over.
I'm hitting the strip today, man. We just walking up and down all these stores, man. They got like crazy joints out here. Like they got the little ninja joints, little cars like Gambit had an X-Men. Like got some exclusive joints out here, man. I'm gonna have to make a little stop before I hit the highway and get back to the hood.
That's what it is, man. Make sure you take some of them pictures, man, and put them on Twitter and all that so we can check that out. You know what I'm saying? See what's going on.
I'm definitely going to do that.
That's what it is. We're going to go to some quick music, man. We got some new music in the building. And you know what I'm saying? I don't care. This is my favorite song right now. And I don't care if y'all don't like it because it's not your show. Get out of here. And it's Friday, and we got a joint. It's called Bucket. Man, kids, shout out to Papoose, Free Man, Remy Ma. We live in the building. Let's play you online. Let's go. Bucket Naked, man. How many people are listening to Lush Radio Online? Bucket Naked. I'm Bucket Naked right now. I'm about to go on Ustream. You want to see? Psych.
Yeah.
That's
how we do on the track. Bucket Naked.
She got bedroom body. Go shorty. She got a bedroom body, go girl. She got a bedroom body, go shorty. She got a bedroom body. I told her I'ma call her, got her on a camcorder. I can't believe I saw her.
Bucky naked.
As soon as I meet her, like a queen, I'ma treat her. Cause I just wanna see her.
Bucky naked.
I like it when she wears sweatpants right across the ass, they pink. Smell like roses, the pussy don't stink. Chew double mint gum. She like to have fun. Tattoo on her back, earring in her tongue. We the real Bonnie and Clyde. Your girl aight, but your girl ain't live. Fly in the piece of paper bearing my name. Got the hardest chick in the game wearing my ring. She look good in a thick green, but I wanna see her get
Bucky naked.
I like it when she wear them tight jeans, but I'd rather see her get
Bucky naked.
She got my name tattooed on her. Man, I seen it when she got
Bucky naked.
I make her scream, I hit every corner. Cause I like it when she get
Bucky naked.
I told her I'ma call her, got her on a camcorder. I can't believe I saw her.
Bucky naked.
As soon as I meet her, like a queen, I'ma treat her. Cause I just wanna see her.
Bucky naked.
She was sitting home alone, sipping on Patron, and she in my camera phone.
Bucky naked.
She was dancing in the club. She want that thug love. Now she in his bathtub.
Bump you, nigga.
Now the footage from the phone to the Mac and make a movie. A massive bedroom body. My shit come with a jacuzzi. He said it's sweet. Miss your lips. It's mad juicy. I said it's Mrs. and this is Pat Pussy. And my birthday too. He write me down. Lil Boosie. And we both G's. Together we make Gucci. You sex texting. Super cool groupie. Men the visual. My son that picture of the Uchi. I'm the housewife. He took her his own Gucci. I be on my job. You ring me mine's on duty. He be calling me paper so people think he used me. No, I give him three holes like a piece of loose goose. I throw the booty, the foodie, and always ready. I'm just telling you, but Becky ain't got nothing on Remy. Dolly KY jelly, everything is already. Don't gotta take off my clothes, I'm bucket naked already.
I told her I'm a caller, got her on the camcorder. I can't believe I saw her.
Bucky naked.
As soon as I meet her, like a queen, I'ma treat her. Cause I just wanna see her.
Bucky naked.
She was sitting home alone.
Bucky
sipping up Patron. Now she in my camera phone.
Bucky naked.
She was dancing in the club.
Bucky.
She want that thug love. Now she in his bathtub.
Bucky naked. Bucky. Bucky naked. Bucky. Bucky naked. Bucky naked. Bucky naked.
I wasn't playing. How many of y'all still out there bucking naked listening to Lush Radio Online? If you are, calling at 347-826-7722. All right, the topic of tonight's show is basically, why do people procrastinate? You know what I'm saying? A lot of people are procrastinators out here. Some people don't want to admit it, but for real, you are a procrastinator. Sometimes you might take long to do something because you feel like tomorrow is always tomorrow, son. I could do it tomorrow. But what put off for something for tomorrow that you could do today? So let's talk about it. If you're a procrastinator, call in at 347-826-7722 and tell me if you are a procrastinator. Call in. At Lush Radio Online. Tell us your name and where you're calling from. And, you know, why do people procrastinate, man? You know, let's go to the lines and ask my man Bugsy and Guru. Why do people do that, man?
Oh, no. I think a lot of people got a problem with just living for the day, man, waking up and say, what are we doing today? They ain't thinking about tomorrow. They really ain't. They not focused. They not on their A game. They not on their grind. They stuck in whack mode. They on pause while the world's moving. Be careful, Princess. Watch out. But yeah, man, they stuck in position. I don't know how to call it, man. They comfortable.
Wow. What you think about that, Guru, man? Why are people procrastinating, man? Why do they wait on stuff, man? Why they just sit on stuff?
Well, I think it's more than one reason, but for the most part, it's like it might be the fear. It might be the fear of the unknown. It might be the fear of failure. It might be the fear of success. But I'm not, you know, I'm not the one that, I never lived like that. I always went out and did what I wanted to do. I always found the resources. I mean, people have limited resources, but, you know, right now you got the internet. I don't really see, I think, if anything, we should have less procrastination because there's so much technology at your fingertips, man. It's like, go ahead and use those resources. If you think about doing something, you need to tap into those resources that can help you. I mean, if it's help you need, I mean, some people procrastinate because they don't have the help or they think they don't have the help. There might be some help available online for you and something that can save you $300 rather than walking out your door and walking to somebody's office. You probably can get the answers you need online, sitting on your laptop or your computer, or the library. Go to the library, fam. Like, so I'm just saying, like, for me, I think it's just the fear of the unknown, and for me, I think it's just a basic lack of resources that make people procrastinate. And sometimes it's money, sometimes it's family, and sometimes people put their shit on hold for somebody else, but, like, you know, that's basically how I feel about it, you know?
That's the truth. That's the truth. I think some people, you know, they procrastinate, like you said, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, they allow people to hold them back, you know what I'm saying? Some people allow people to hold them back, like, you know you're supposed to go to the studio. You know you're supposed to go to the studio and knock out your song, right? You're supposed to knock out your song. But your shorty's like, nah, baby, I want you to stay here with me. I want you to do this and stuff, baby. Mm. But, baby, you making me miss out on money and studio time right now, son. You know what I mean? Oh, but there's always tomorrow. Some people sit there and allow that situation to happen, which, you know what I'm saying, is a waste of time. Like, don't do that. You know, Why do people procrastinate? Call in at 347-826-7722. We're going to have Frederick Einstein calling in later on Lush Radio Online, man. And let's get the F out of here Fridays, man. If you're an independent artist, call in. You know what I'm saying? Shout out your name. We got Freestyle Fridays. Let's go. Let's get it. 520, you're live in the building with Lush Radio Online. Tell us your name and where you're calling from, baby.
Yo, you already know what time it is, man. It's your boy checking in. DJ Doc Holiday, Tucson, Arizona. Currently in Phoenix, man. You know, I got a show tonight, the Club Red. So, you know, I'm definitely checking in right now, making sure I show some love to you, Lush.
That's what's up. I haven't talked to my brother Doc Holiday in a minute, but shout out to the whole Arizona area. They definitely show us mad love, and I love you to death, man. Executive squad, DJs, the whole thing you got going on. We appreciate you, man. I love you, man. And you know, you could be doing anything else, but you came in and checked in with us on Lush Radio Online, man. Tell us, you know what I'm saying, why people procrastinate. And once again, people, we're gonna have Fred the Godson calling in. He's blowing up the airways, man, and the internet, man. He's gonna be calling in, showing us crazy love on Lush Radio Online, man. So tell us why people procrastinate, man. Why they do that, man?
You know, it's just, you know, sometimes people are just lazy, you know, or they just afraid to do something that they really want to do. So they just, you know, they put it off until the next time, and then it goes to the next time. So, I mean, it develops into a habit, at times sometimes, you know what I mean?
That's what it is. We got another caller live in the building, caller from the 917 live in the building on Lush Radio Online. What's crack-a-lackin', family?
Man, you already know the queen's in the building.
Uh-oh. That's what it is. What's up, Queen Peace?
I have to bring sexiness. I have to bring some sexiness into this.
This is my sister from another mother, Emma E2K, live in the building, the Bostress. What's up, sis?
What up?
Hey, Emma.
Hey, who's this?
Guru. What up?
Peace, hi, Guru.
All right, how you doing, love?
You already know I'm in the street shaking and baking, man, making it happen.
Ooh, don't hurt nothing. That sounds exciting.
Hey, if they get in the way, I'm running them over like a train.
I got good hands. Let me catch something. I got good hands.
I'm like that. You were crazy, man. Emma, we also got DJ Doc Holiday live in the building with us, calling straight out of Arizona with us, man. Hey, Doc, man, we got some new music for the hour tonight. You gonna sit around and kind of like, you know, give us a critique, son?
Man, I wish I could. I'm actually in the studio right now touching up my album with my mans in the County Star West. So, you know, we definitely, you know, getting ready to get into that right now. But I definitely wanted to call in and show you some love real quick. You know what I mean? It's been a real busy weekend. But I'm going to definitely check in again sometime when I get a chance.
That's what's up, Famo. Put your Twitter out there for the people, man, and your email real quick, DJ Doc Holiday.
No doubt. Well, due to the fact that I've had overwhelming response from my new mixtape, I had to recreate a new email address, unfortunately. So you can reach me at Holla, which is HOLLADAY, 101@gmail.com. My Twitter is twitter.com/ DJ Doc Holiday. Everything on one word, MySpace, the whole nine. Let me check out BigImageWorldwide.net. That's my marketing company also, too. They take care of a lot of different things and whatnot. But other than that, you know, that's just my peoples and my fam. So, you know, that's just what it is.
Yeah.
That's what it is, man. Appreciate you, man. And, we definitely rocking live on Friday, man. And, you know, get the F out of your Fridays, man. So I appreciate you, man.
Indeed.
That's what it is. We got the Queen B live in the building. My girl, the sexiness. My sister from another mother. Tell us, why the hell do people procrastinate, sis? Why do they put stuff off for tomorrow that they can do today?
Because they're losers.
So I'm gonna just be going in on people. I'm gonna just say, yo, you're a loser.
I don't have time for procrastinators, because I feel if I can be able to do it, man, and I do like 50 million things with 3 kids and all that, there's no excuse for nobody. So I'm not trying to hear you don't want to do it, you don't want to get it done. That's as simple as that. You don't get it done because you don't want to get it done.
Emma said that if the queen bee can do it, then you can. You know what I mean? Like Captain Planet said. Like Captain Planet said. You have the power. Power.
But listen to me. But listen to me. Lush is on something that we touched to, I believe. I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before, but we were saying that some people are made, you know, are cut different, you know, from different cloth. Remember that, the conversation, that people, some people are just made that way. So
that's
some people
truth.
Are followers, some people are just born followers and some are born leaders. You know what I'm saying? Those followers are the ones that procrastinate because no boss is there to procrastinate because there'll be no money. You know what I mean? So there goes that.
And that's definitely the truth. Some people are born followers and some people are actually leaders. You know what I'm saying? So
you know what
though, Emma too? I think and the same thing with Google, I think like Bugsy said, I think people are scared of, you know, actually doing something and getting it done, or even, you know, becoming successful. Sometimes they sabotage themselves because they're scared.
That's true. But, you know, if that's the case, then don't start nothing. You know, like the song, don't start nothing, won't be nothing. You know what I mean? So don't start shit. If you fucking scared, stay ass in your house, and that's it. You know, don't be on the Twitter. Don't be on the, you know, don't be saying you got this and you got that and you ain't got shit when it's time to prove it. Just, you know, go have a McDonald's job and ask how much french fries he wants. Like, you know what I mean? Like, come on. Let's get it together now. Come on. Don't worry about it.
She said, man, don't start nothing. Won't be nothing, pimping.
Well, maybe take it off.
And like, you see Emma's nails. She will fight you, son. Like,
I'm
going right now, son.
My nails are sharp.
For real, like, she ain't playing, okay? Well, Guru, how you feel about that, man? You know what I'm saying? This whole procrastination, man, this procrastination is like a sickness. I think it's kind of like a disease, man.
Well, I mean, I can definitely identify with Emma, and I can take it into a business standpoint because, you know, in the business that we in, we see it firsthand. We don't see the second and third level of procrastination. We see the first level of procrastination, so we kind of know that sometimes, hey, people rather smoke weed than get promotion. People rather do, you know, other things, like, because what we do here is try to uplift people into the next level and take them to the next level. But it's like, what do they really want? Why should we want it more than you want it? We think we should help you want it because you want it just as bad as we want it for you. So in that respect, I definitely feeling what Emma said, and it might make me call you a loser if I keep having to, you know, see that you the big time procrastinator. You done went from small letter P procrastinator to big letter P procrastinator. So I'm gonna keep it like that with what Emma said. Like, we see it like firsthand, and like y'all can't fool us. We already a step ahead of y'all in this game. As far as what we do is just trying to help y'all, and when we trying to bring you in, and if you want to be in, you act like you want to be in, but there's something holding you back, then that's what category you're going to fall into. If we know that you're supposed to be trying to take it to the next level, we see you. It's not like we don't see you. So I'm keeping it just like that. I thought that L, loser!
But hey, Emma, even, you know, with us dealing in the entertainment business, you know, don't you see that sometimes with procrastination when it comes to artists, whether it's like, you know, management versus artist situation, or publicist versus artist situation, or promotion versus artist situation, or different exchanges in business, you know, do you see procrastination a lot when it comes to the music industry?
That's wow. Why I wear my shades. I wear my glasses so I can see. You know what I mean? Because I have them on, not because I'm trying to be shady, but I put the glasses on so I can see, because I penetrate, you know what I'm saying, with the extra.
You got to be careful, Emma, when you say penetration now. You know, it's fuck out of here Fridays, and you know what I'm saying, Freaky Fridays now.
I'm the extra vision, you know, the extra X-ray Superman vision, you know what I'm saying?
Wow. Lush made a good point. about the relationship between artists and managers, because most artists say, okay, get at my manager, but then the manager be bullshitting. So if y'all going to turn into two bullshitters, just let me know from the rip. Like, we both bullshitters, and then I can know how to move on. Like, tell me from the rip. If you say, talk to my manager, he going to bullshit you too, then I'm not going to fuck with you. Like, I read that very well. I'll be like, all right, next. Like, so, you know, it's not that I'm trying to, some managers be on point with me. You know, I'm not even going that route. I just want to say that it's out there. The artist and manager could be bullshitters together. So knock it off. You can't fool us, man. We too seasoned in here. We just trying to help. We don't really not want to help you. It's just a matter of fact, what you want. What do you want to do?
But you know what? At that same aspect, the artist got to be careful too, because I personally have experience where the manager is you know, don't know what they're doing or whatever, and it affects the artist. The artist may be maybe good and talented and everything, but because they you know, they don't have proper management, it messes up a lot of things for them.
Wow, that's true. That's true.
You know what I'm saying? You don't want to even.
This is heating up. I like that. This is heating up. We're getting into some real facts right now.
I'm about to tear these butts up right now. She about to go in. Ow.
Yeah, let Emma go in because.
Listen, I'm pissed off because my nail lady fucked up my nails today. Didn't even paint them. Didn't do my design. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
you already know.
I'm gonna save that for after Get the F Out of Here Fridays. I want you to go in on that one.
Okay. Okay.
Well,
we're gonna
go into a quick song and we're gonna be right back. On Lush Radio Online, we're live with the Queen Bee, Emma E2K, and the King of Kings, my boy Preacher Guru, live from Irvington, man. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know? We live in a building. So, you know what I mean? We just doing our thing because, you know, we can do our thing, do our thing. Because we Lush Radio. This is a squad. You know? Get your squad together. Get your team together. Get your business together.
The people's voice.
You know, we are the people's voice, man. I don't know what y'all talking about, but I know what we be talking about. We are the people's voice. We speak for the people. You know, things that people don't want to discuss, we discuss them because we ain't scared. All y'all out there scared. We want to talk and do all this commercial stuff. But check it out, man. I'm about to play this Yankee Fitted right here for my man Bad C, featuring Khalif Kweli and Memphis. And we're going to be right back on Lush Radio Online, man. Let's go. Get the out of here Friday, baby.
Fitted and by Billy, Jesus God, Muhammad, Allah, my witness, and why stand up, y'all know what this is, one for New York, you bitches, set the record straight, I rep the state, everywhere I go, the fitted is back, hey, the NY logo, they say, oh no, yeah. New York in the building, go speed, go slow, yeah. Shout to West Side, shout to South, shout to Midwest, overseas in depth, shout to everywhere, I ain't even been yet, but when I touch down, one thing you can't bet, I got my fitted on, who wanna get it on, even when I'm dolo, the bubble with the logo, I'm so NYONI, walk with a bot like my toes is God, the hat speaks for me, I don't vocalize, swing my arm like a hammer till I broke his eye, New York soft, yeah, and the boat get high, yo, pass my fitted, let me show this guy, I got it in blue, got it in red, I got it in black, matter of fact, you can tell a NY nigga how he wear it if it ain't about the fitted hat, I don't want it.
Money. The way your hat fit on your head is so funny, you bummy, it's so laughable, I'm so international. international. I'm always on the runway, no fashion show. Places I have to go, you can't get to where the metric heart. Wear it on stage and I sweat a lot, so you can tell I'm working. I got a reservoir fitted, 7¼ to fit it so perfect. I stay loyal to the royal blue. They call the apple rotten, cause New York City will spoil you. Sometimes I switch it up with the fedora or the apple jack, till I'm ready to bring the apple back. That's when I open up and close the door. Find a Captain Master Spike Lee Jordan's on the closet floor. Me and my fitted travel many miles before every tour. I step and try and sports and bring
that's
down
my game. That's my game. That's my game. That's my game. That's my game. Hey, and everywhere we go, they already
that's
know that. That's my game. That's my game.
Look at I've been around the world and I keep my Yankee city. Rim tucked low across my eyes wide. Sometimes I can't see shit, but yeah, I go hard for my city, no pause. Me, I ball like I had no draws. I had to pause on that, I sound reckless. I'm from the itty, the city that found freshness. Yep, yep, I rep hard when I'm OT. I got the game on rap like I'm roti. No sex dwell on my nigga, that means no sleep. I hit the club like pussy meat and I'm so deep. I got a big ego, I make big bread. Ask these bitches, they tell you I got a big head. That's cause most of y'all niggas ain't really living. You couldn't walk a day in my fitted, nigga, you
can't. That's my game, you bitch. That's my game, you bitch. That's my game, you bitch. That's that game, you bitch. Everywhere we go, they already
that's
know that.
That's my game, that's my game, that's my game, that's my game.
Yes, y'all. It's your girl, Leslie Les, live in the building. And you know what I'm saying? We doing our thing, live in the building. I got my boy, Future Guru, live in the building with me. You know what I'm saying? We ain't playing no games out here. You know what I'm saying? We are definitely not playing any games. We're live on Lush Radio online. And you know what I'm saying? If you want to see me live right now broadcasting with the feed, Guru, you can tell them to go ahead and log on to Ustream.com and type in Lush Radio Online, and they can definitely see me live broadcasting live in the studio right now at the time. So they can definitely
do that right now.
You can definitely tell them to go check that out, you know.
I sure will.
But I'm drinking my Coronas. Drinking my Coronas out this joint.
Going down.
It's going down, man. Like I said, we're going to have Fred, the Godson, calling in and stuff. And the question of tonight is basically, you know what I'm saying, why do people procrastinate? And once again, I got to reiterate and let you guys know that I'm broadcasting live from Team Studios located at 752 East 137th Street, Bronx, New York, 10454, between Willow and Bruckner. Boulevard, you can call them at 347-726-7222. All your recording and mixing, they open 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. They got rooms available. So call in at 347-826-7722. And right now, I'm broadcasting live. You see me live right now on Ustream. Go to Ustream and you see me broadcasting live from Team Studios. We're going to have your boy, live in the building, the one, the only, Fred the Godson calling in, telling us what's popping with him on Lush Radio Online. And we doing our one, too, man. Shout out to everybody out there that definitely supports Lush Radio. Shout out to Grind Time, Sarah Connor. She's doing a one, too, tonight. It's a big event. All the big battle rappers that you know and love, they get like crazy, like $1 million, like crazy. We're going to be in the building, me, E2K Magazine, and we're going to be doing our thing, man. This is how we do. We stay in the streets, man. We not just on the internet. We be in the streets, man. Get Get out of here. Get the fuck out of here Fridays, man. We got to call up on 917 live in the building. What up, 917?
That's me. How can you not remember my number already?
What's up, sis? How you doing, boo-boo?
So I had to, go to the back phone, and I'm back.
Okay, that's what's up. We got another caller from the 347 live in the building with us on Lush Radio Online. 347, what's good with you, man? Tell us your name and where you calling from.
What's good, Fred the Godson, Big Bronx.
Okay. That's what's up, man. That's what's up. We got Fred the Godson live in the building, everybody. He blowing up the internet, the airways, man. Let's give you some Lush Radio love, man.
Yeah. Yo, my apologies to y'all, man. I know I was supposed to be there, man. I just had some other engagements, man. You know what I'm saying? But I'm definitely going to try to get up there as soon as possible. But, you know, I definitely have to call in and show love. I didn't want you to send the guns after me and all that, you know?
Yo, I ain't want to get the repo squad after you, fam, man, because we was about to get the repo. Yo, where Fred the Godson at, son? What?
I feel it, man. I know, man. I seen it on the text and everything, man. I'm like, oh, man. I'm telling my management and everything. I said, yo, man, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to have to make this call, man. She about to send them after me, man. And they moving, and they not even dudes. They females, man. So it's easy, man. You know? You know?
Yeah. I know my ace-born coon over there, the queen, was going in, yo, because I was like, yo, like, come on, Fred. We stay here out in the studio waiting for you, man. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I know,
man. We had the royal carpet
coming
for you. We had the
royal carpet coming
for you. You missed it.
I had went and got you, like bottles of water, all kinds of stuff, you know what I mean?
Oh, man, because you know I'm fat, man, so that's how we get the second and third visits going on. I know y'all probably had the food, the drinks for the boy and all that, man. Beautiful. I'm thirsty now in this damn office, man. I'm sorry, man.
Wow.
Yo. Yeah, man.
So what? So just the thing, right? Live on the air. You know, we're going to put you on the spot because we get the F out of here Friday. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We saying what's good, man. We saying what's good. Can we get you in on another date to come in live in the studio? People want to see you live in the studio, Fred.
Hell yeah, man! I don't usually cancel and play around. I don't play around with people like that. Everything, man, y'all reached out to me, and I love it, man. Thank you for everything, man. It's just something popped up, and this always been happening lately. You know, I mean, the world just been moving fast for Fred the Godson in the last couple of months. So I'll just be trying to keep everything in perspective, but they called me and told me I had to be down here, and they wasn't taking no for an answer. And it's something very, very important. It was not no bullshit. So, I mean, I just mad. I'm mad I missed the show, but I'm definitely gonna get there. Whenever you book me again, you got my word, man. As soon as you book me, I'm turning off my phone for the rest of the day till I leave.
Wow.
So I can have a reason.
Y'all looking at me, y'all hear me on Ustream, y'all hear me on Blog Talk Radio, on Lush Radio Online. He said that when we schedule him, he's turning his phone off. So I'm
cutting the phone off, so I'm not going to have no reasons, no texts, no nothing. So then they'd be like, yo, I was calling you all day. Russell Simmons is waiting for you. I'm like, yo, my phone was off. What you want me to do? You know?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Who does that?
I got to do that for y'all, man. I can't have them girls looking for me, man.
Hey, man, we rolling squad, son. We might be right next to you right now, so we looking through the window, so what's going
on? Yo, come on, man. Don't be doing that, man. I'm telling you, I'm about to put that level 3 Teflon on, man, for the rest of the weekend, man. You know? Y'all talking, y'all sounding good on the phone. I can't see y'all. Y'all might got y'all fingers crossed, blowing up all kinds of shit, man.
Oh, man. Let's stop playing around, man. We got Fred the Godson live in the building, y'all,
yes.
Man. The one and only. He's blowing up the airwaves, man. I mean, he's rising to the top of the short charts, man. New York loves him. The streets love him, man.
Mm.
But for everybody that don't know, man, Fred, reintroduce yourself to the world. Let them people know, you know, what's popping with Fred the Godson, man. You know, because everybody is screaming your name right now, son. Talk to him.
Yeah, yeah. You know, Fred the Godson, BX, born in the Bronx, raised in the Bronx, did my dirty 18 in the Bronx, you know, repping that TBM block work. My DFL family, my Trayside family, you know what I'm saying? Just trying to bring the Bronx back. You know, everybody embracing me. I've been blessed for, like, all artists that I looked up to, saying that they look up to me now, and I got that sound and that old sound together, what brings you, like, you familiar with the skill, like the skill that Pun birthed, the Biggie birthed, the greats from my pastimes, you know what I'm saying? So me mixing up that skill, me mixing up with what they taught me and what I've researched and learned on my own by being a big fan of hip-hop, that's bringing everybody towards me. Shout out to Nori, DJ Enough. I was with them, kicking it with them at the Level Lounge last night. Shout out to my boy Fat Joe's, giving me like 4 or 5 shout-outs over the radio in the last couple of days. SOBs, Flex, all the DJs, everybody showing me love, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Jay letting the record jump. He a fan of mine, saying I rap out too. So everybody, I mean, it's love, man, you know?
That's what it is, man. And you know, you got my people over here at the studio. We all heartbroken, man. We are broken, man.
Oh, man, you see what happened? Yo, you're wrong.
I wanted to feel it.
You may say la la la.
Damn, man.
You know, I had got all pretty for you, and they all pretty. You know what I'm saying?
Damn, man.
But it's all good, man. We love you, man. We still love you, man. You know. But, I mean, everybody, y'all better wake up, turn your amps up, man. We got Fred the Godson live in the building, man. This dude is doing numbers, man. BX stand up. If you don't know, you better ask somebody. So, Fred, before we, you know, get more further, man, give everybody your Twitter, the websites and all that they need to check out. You know what I'm saying? To check you out, my dude.
Oh, everything's correct spelling. Fred the Godson, F-R-E-D T-H-E-G-O-D-S-O-N. That's F-R-E-D T-H-E-G-O-D-S-O-N. That's at Fred the Godson, correct spelling. MySpace, correct spelling. Facebook, correct spelling. Twitter, everything, correct spelling. F-R-E-D T-H-E-G-O-D-S-O-N. Fred the Godson, anything.
That's what's up, man.
And the YouTube. And the
Fred
YouTube,
that
people check
some
video
out. Too dirty, man. He called in while he had an emergency. That's Lush Radio love right there. That's why we love you, Fred.
That's what I had to do. And they wave, and right now, they waving me back in the office, but they don't understand. This is life and death for your boy.
They don't understand. Son. They don't understand.
The ratchets is out.
Then I will take your legs out right now, son. I'm in the
Yo, she said she's gonna take my legs out. Y'all niggas got 4 back, man. Come on. How am I supposed to do shows or anything with no legs, man? Y'all niggas. She just said that on air, man.
Yo, I love Fred, man. You know what I'm saying? Real quick, because I know you just gotta take care of emergencies and stuff. We got you for a short period of time. Tell us the new things that's going on real quick that we need to look for and everything for you, Fred.
All right, right now, you know, the So Crazy is popping right now all over nationwide. They showing me love, even in Australia, France. It's on MTV. You can check it there. Everything's popping. And I got the special joint. I'm going to say it on the air. Since I'm up with y'all going to be the first ones. I've been on Hot 97. I've been on... everywhere, satellite radio everywhere, and this is going to be the first time I'm going to reveal the remix is dropping in like another week, and it's Fred the Godson featuring Cam'ron, Waka Flocka, and Fat Joe for the So Crazy remix. It's going to be retarded. Yeah. And then I got the street joint that's about to drop right along with it called I Move Different with Styles P, Renny Idol on the production. Yo, and then I got something else, a secret after that, but I mean, I guess we'll wait till we get on the show.
Right? You said Vinny Idol, right?
Huh?
You said Vinny Idol, right?
Yes, yes, man.
Shout out to my man Vinny Idol, man. Me and Google was live in the building. Shout out to Welcome to Mars, man. You know, that's a good dude right there. That's fam, man. Shout out to Vinny Idol.
Yeah.
Man.
That's family. That's in-house.
Yeah, man. You got a lot of fire coming out the woodwork, man, for real, man. And I'm just really proud of you. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people talk about how long you've been in the game, man, because you've been grinding, man, for real.
Yeah, big grinding. You know, everything is a grinding process. A lot of people don't got the patience and the work ethic to stick to it, especially when nothing's coming in and you just putting out. But, I mean, me, I know I believe in my skill. I believe in God. I believe everything will work out for a reason. So for the last 9 years since I started, I just been rocking, just getting the respect through the streets, battling and niggas out, and rhyming, me bumping heads with everybody, and all these artists that's on, they knew me. I never asked nobody for no favors, no handouts, and they just said, like, even when I first started, that little nigga fire, and now that little nigga Big Bronx, now I'm coming for everything. Everybody respecting it, the labels is hollering, the numbers is going up. Money's going to get right, and I can't. That's what I had to come down here for now. Everything is just big, so these meetings happen sometimes where they drag me down here, and there's a couple of labels, and the money go up. So I'm just going through it now and trying to see what's the best situation. Hopefully, I could just keep doing this bit and war thing and just closing something out by, like, in September, end of September. So, you know, we're going to play for a little while, though.
Well, you know what? Everything, you're blessed, young man. Everything's going to come to pass for you, babe. You know what I'm saying?
Thank
so
you.
Just hang in there, man, and everything that, you know what I'm saying, that you want in life is going to come, man. You know, your blessings is coming, man. Stay in there. I see the grind. We see the grind. We support you. And people are hitting me up in the chat room. They said, man, let everybody know about this crazy video, the title of it and all that. You know what I'm saying? Tell them about the video, man.
The video's called So Crazy, produced by my man Mills Miller. It's retarded, and you know, I mean, the people took to it. Like, soon as we dropped the video, we was blessed to have over 200,000 views in 24 hours, and right now we pushing damn near 500,000 views worldwide, everywhere with all the websites it's on, and everybody's loving it. Produced by my man Mills Miller. I mean, directed by Mills Miller. He's a beast. Produced by my man Street Fabulous from France. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, everything's rocking. You can catch it on YouTube, catch it on Vlad TV, catch it on World Star, MTV. I can't ask for nothing more for being from the Bronx, New York in general, and not being signed yet. And just having all these outlets and everybody's taking to it, getting 40 to 50 spins a week on 97 and 105.1. I mean, with no deal, that's crazy, you know? But, I mean, they loving it, you know, so.
That's a big responsibility because, you know, a lot of people, you know, they put a lot of weight on Joe. But shout out to Fat Joe that came in, Joey Crack,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying, the Dark Side. He came through on the show. You know what I mean? It's a lot of pressure because, you know, you got a lot of grace coming out. The BX, man. So you being an indie, like, how are the fans responding, you know, to not to say an overnight success, but, you know, your grind,
yeah.
What you're doing, fam.
Yeah, I mean, I love it. I wish I had that when I was coming up. I mean, I looked at the people from the South that was doing it, and I applauded them. I'm glad somebody from the Bronx is doing it, and it's me, because Lord knows, if anybody knows this groundwork, and everything I put in is me. I do because it was me through all these years. So I tell everybody, man, don't give up and keep grinding. You just never know what's going to happen. You know, it just happened where I was just doing my thing and just like that 1 second happened and then it was over. Just that one person met me and said, yo, you fire. You're one of the best in the world. I've been following you for a whole year, 2 years, and that's all. That's all she wrote.
Yo, listen up, man. If you're just checking in, man, we got retarded callers on the line. Listen up, callers. Fred is in an important meeting right now, and he's calling in just for us exclusively. So y'all got to make y'all questions quick and fast, straight to the point, man. I'm going to bring y'all in. Y'all got a couple of questions, seconds to answer, ask him a question. And you know what I'm saying? If you take too long, like Jay-Z said, all to the next one. Let's get the F out of here, Friday, man. And I'm like, all right. So come on. It's probably right now. We came live from Ustream also, man. So I'm gonna go ahead and bring in. I'm gonna let my co-host right now, Guru, go ahead and ask him a quick question, man. Go ahead, Guru, and then we gonna bring in these other callers.
Nah, man. I was just want to say, man, congratulations on all the success. I know it's a grind. I'm glad you made that clear to all the listeners. Don't give up. And I was asking on your website. Listening to the jams that you got on the MySpace and everything, and it's really popping. I heard the variety, I heard the flavor, so I'm feeling it 100%. So I just want to say, big up and keep doing your thing, man. I did want to ask you one question because you know I've been in the game for a minute. I'm kind of seasoned, and I hear this and I hear that. And one thing I want to ask you is something I really heard. Like I don't know how true it is, but. Is it true, like, you had a meeting with Jay, like not recently, but at one time, like, the subject?
Yes.
Yeah. Right. I don't want to get into too much. But did the meeting go your way is what I wanted.
The meeting went real good. I gained a big fan, and, I mean, the dude went crazy, and it went perfect. The only thing at the end of the meeting was he was like he couldn't make that deal go through only because there was a lot of problems going on and he might be leaving. And he said, like, if I sign you and I leave, I can mess up your whole career because you could be caught up in a shuffle over here at Def Jam and I won't have no hands-on, nothing to do with you. So I'm not even going to do that to you. But he kept it all the way 100. And in the beginning, when I first heard it, I was a little bit, like, frustrated because everybody wants to get on, you know. But he everything he said was right. Beans wound up going to jail, and that's my man. Shout out to Siegel in Philly. He wound up getting locked up. Jay wound up leaving, so who knows what would have been happening to me over there right now. I might have been fighting and trying to get out some time, trying to deal.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Well, that was a blessing in a sense, though. That was definitely a blessing in a sense. I'm going to go ahead and bring in another caller. Why Die Loyal B, you're live in the line, caller from Ohio. Talk to Fred
the
Godson, man. You live in the building. What's poppin', fam?
What's good, family?
Ohio, what up, boy? What's going on, baby?
Oh, you know, we get to, yo, hey, no questions to you, man. Just shout out to everything you just said on the air. You know what I'm saying? Just dropping diamonds out here. That's real diamonds, you know what I'm saying, on the grind work, because I don't think a lot of individuals know how hard it really is to get in this fucking music business and to,
yeah.
Only get into it, but to, you know what I'm saying, to do it at a professional level. So I respect you. Much love and respect, homie.
Thank you, Ohio. Word. Peace to everybody out there. You know what I'm saying? Thank you. That's love right there. Thank you.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And we got a caller from the 914. 914, you're live in the building. Make a question real quick. Tell us your name, where you calling from. We got Fred the Godson live in the building. What's popping?
It's juicy fruit for you, Lushy.
What's up, Juicy? What's poppin', mommy?
Now, I'm still in the car on my way home, but I just wanted to call in and say hello to Fred. I saw him at SOB's last Tuesday. I had to leave short because, you know, I live in Connecticut, and it took us 2 hours to get home, but I saw the beginning, and he is live. It was on
fire. Fire, right?
Thank you.
I had my sister waiting in the car. I was like, I'll be here in a minute, just a minute.
Thank you, Miss Juicy Fruit. Thank you.
I heard the name before. I just never saw him perform or anything, and I was like, wow. You know?
Thank you.
Look at all the love you're getting over there, Fred.
Yeah, man, I love it.
I need to come in here next time, son. You know?
Definitely.
Love you, Juicy. We got a call from the block call. You're calling from the block call. You're live in the building with Fred the Godson, man. Make a quick question real quick. Tell us where you're calling from. What's popping? All right, on to the next one. I told y'all, man, let's get the F out of here, Fridays. I ain't playing no games with y'all, man. 774, this is the last caller that we're going to take, call last question. 774, you're live in the building. Tell us where you're calling from, what state, your name, what's good?
Yo, Lush, what up? It's Amiz.
What's up, Amiz? What's popping with you, fam?
What's up, man?
How you, baby?
That's what's up, man. You got a question for Fred the Godson, baby?
Nah, man, I just wanted to, you know, give him a quick shout-out. No, I definitely respect doing your thing in this day and age without the back of a label. Like, that's huge, you know what I'm saying? So keep pushing it.
Thank you, man.
Anything I do to support, I'm doing it, you know what I mean?
Thank you. That's love. I appreciate it 100%, man. Thank you so much, man.
For sure. Keep pushing, fam.
Yes,
that's so. What's up, man. I mean, stay on the line with us, man, because, you know, we're going to get into our stuff and get that out here Fridays, man, and we be going in, man. For real. Yo, I know you busy, Fred, and I love you to death, and I know your people want to fly me in, you know, all that hotness, you know what I'm saying? and we gonna get you live in the studio so we can get all them drops, get them photo ops and all that with you. All I can say is it's an honor to have you on, and I appreciate you calling. You know, even you didn't have to, but you did. And I love you for that, man. And that's some
thank
real
you.
Gangster shit, and I appreciate you, for real.
Thank you. That's love. Thank you.
The boogie down wrong. Live in the I love you to death, man. And can we get a quick shout-out? You know what I'm saying? This Fred the Godson. I'm rocking with Lush Radio Online and Team Studios right now.
All right, y'all already know what it is. Shout out to Lux Radio Online. It's your boy Fred the Godson, Team Studios. Y'all already know I'm going to be there real soon. I'm sorry for the absence right now, but I'm with y'all still over the vocals with the lawyer next to me. It's nothing. They got to wait because the Bronx is in the building. I'm bringing it back. Fred the Godson, Big Bronx, TBN Blockwork. Cheers.
That's what it is. And make sure that you say that Emma is sexy also. And Lush. Say that.
Say what?
Say Emma and Lush are sexy.
Emma and Lush are the sexiest people I've never seen before in person. But they are sexy because their swag over the phone is out of this world. But I'm gonna make sure I double check that for all the listeners and the viewers out there. So we're going to get it rocking.
That's what it is, man. I love you to death, man. And I want you to have a wonderful and blessed day. And make sure
thank
this takes the last time you come and share the light with us. All right, baby?
Thank you. Love. Y'all be safe.
That's what it is, man. Peace. That's
peace.
What it is, man. That's some true gangster stuff right there. And I owe that one. Shout out to my big sister, my Ace Boone Coon, my ride or die chick, my girl, Emma E2K, for providing us with that interview. You know what I'm saying? She gangster as hell. You know what I'm saying? Spicy. Yo, it's Friday. It's hot. We're getting it in, man. We got some hot music, man, for y'all, man. It's crazy right now. We're going to get into the hot or not in a few seconds, man. And we don't got Fred the Godson song, but we'll be having it, and we're going to have it when he's live in the studio with us. Y'all going to see it. But you can still see me. Me and Emma here, and we got our sexy model live in here, Ro. So we still looking sexy, man. Y'all can see sexy ladies. Ladies, can you hear me? We live in the building. We're waving to you right now. Wave back, wave back, wave back. Hi, what you doing? We live in the studio right now. Let's get the F out of here Fridays, man. I feel like I don't want to end it off with get the F out of here. I think I want to start off with F out of here because it is hot. A lot of people are going through some stuff. The industry is effed up. Some people's business that got effed up. So we want to know what you want to tell them to get the fuck out of here about. So ladies first, I'm going to let my girl Emma go in and tell them why. She wants them to get the fuck out of here.
I just want to tell my nail lady to get the fuck out of here with these bullshit-ass nails that she did this week.
$50?
$50 for some bullshit shit. She didn't even finish painting them or nothing. I'm going
just
back. I'm going back tomorrow, and you're going to do me my nails right. That's what I just want to say.
For real. Get the fuck out of here. I'll smack you myself. Get the fuck out of here. For real. We got to go in, man. We got my man Guru live in the building. Guru. Guru, what's up, man? Tell them why they need to get the fuck out of here, man.
I got to get the fuck out of here for all those people that actually don't tune in when we tell y'all to tune in. I'm telling you that now that we on live stream, I'm going at you folks on the DM or on the Twitter, hard body, to tell you to tune in. And if you don't show love, chat, or do something, don't just tap in. You better holler at Lush. You better holler at Emma. You see the banners in the background. Things is popping right now. So if you don't recognize that we're going to bump up and turn up the volume with this Ustream situation and live in the building, we got Emma and Lush. I'm telling you now, get the fuck out of here. I'm going to let you know every day that we live streaming. How about that? Get on that. Yeah,
that's,
have some of that.
He's tweeting hard body for us right now. Crazy
that
up right now. And, yo, shout out to Google. Go in on the web for us. That's why he the head of promo, man. If you don't get at my man Guru for promo and everything for Lush Radio, then get the fuck out of here, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my cousin out there. Man, get the fuck out of here with these summer colds, man. How we be getting colds when it's summertime, son? Son, I got a cold when it was in summertime. People was getting sick. Get the fuck out of here with the pollen and all that shit. I'm happy. For real. But, and my sexy, juicy fruit, juicy, licious, foolicious. What's up, girl? Tell them why they need to get the fuck out of here, man. You there, girl? You live with us? You still there? Let's get the fuck out of here. Did Ann get the fuck out of here? Damn, Ann might have really got the fuck out of here. On Lush Radio, we live with you. And you there with us, boo?
I'm here.
Okay, tell them why they need to get the fuck out of here, baby.
All those people who don't answer, return phone call messages, don't return DMs in a reasonable fashion, need to get the fuck out of here. We talking about business. You need to return my phone calls, otherwise I move on to the next. Get the fuck out of here.
Ow! We got to give a ring.
Crazy.
She get the cougar nail for that one, man. She was digging an eight pack. Wow.
So
I mean, man, I mean, tell them why they need to get the fuck out of here, fam.
Yo, anybody who ain't supporting an artist because they really like the music need to get the fuck out of here. If you jump at somebody just because everybody else like them, then you need to get the fuck out of here.
Dang, don't be a bandwagon writer.
Ouch.
Get the fuck out. We're live in the building, man. We you streaming. We live in here. We got sexy ladies. We got coronas. I'm in here feeling nice. It's hot. But I'm still like, coronas. We live in the building, man. I'm wilding out right now. We got Ohio in the building, my boy. Why that loyal B, man? Tell them why they need to get the fuck out of here, family.
Oh, you already know. If you ain't down with that 9/11 movement on that Unfaded, you don't fuck with the Lush Show. You don't get with Guru. You don't get with my man Shimmy, Davina out of the land. Man, you get the fuck out of here, because this album's going to be the hottest out of Ohio, hands down.
For real, man. And for all of y'all people out there that know your breath stink, you know what I'm saying? And you come up to me, and you talk to me, and I can smell your breath from like 50 feet away.
Oh,
you know,
God.
You need to get the fuck out of here. Like, why you don't know your breath stinks, huh? What is wrong with you? Just put on your upper lip, son.
For real. Where
you
at?
Get the fuck out of here,
son.
Wow. But
funny.
You know, we got a caller from the 347. 347, what's crackin' lacking with you, baby? Tell us your name and where you calling from, and tell them why they need to get the fuck out of here. 347, you there with us, boo? We're going to try again with 347. It's not 347, folks. It's the switchboard and stuff, baby. The switchboard need to get the fuck out of here right now at the moment of time. I want to send a special shout out to the beautiful and lovely and sexy Rose live in the building, man. She's definitely holding us down with the sexiness of being a Lush girl live in the building. She rocks out with us.
Yo, wait, is that a demon? What is that, son?
Throw holy water on it, throw it on it.
And just get
the fuck out of here. Yo, we just wilding out today. We wilding out today. But you know what I'm saying? Lush Radio Online, Team Studios, we live here broadcasting. And we showing, you know what I'm saying, everybody out there that's definitely doing their thing, man. We love everybody that have a movement, a positive movement. And if we ain't working together, then why are we working at all? You know, seriously, like, if you're a media outlet, right? If you're a media outlet, don't be scared to work with other media. If you're a PR, don't be scared to work with, yo, your network is your network. A lot of people are scared.
Exactly.
To step out there and work with each other, because they feel like, yo, son going to take my contacts. So you're not secure with yourself, because maybe you're not doing your job right, and maybe you need to get the fuck out of here.
Wow.
For real. You know what? Like, stop being scared to network and work with other people. You know what I mean? And that's the problem we have in the industry. And then the other problem we have in the industry, like I talk with Bad C, you got a lot of people that's blowing smoke up people's butts. You know what I'm saying? You sit on there, you calling to shows, and you say, yo, I'm about to do this with you, and I'm about to do that with you. And then when I go check them straight up in their face, oh, son, yeah, son, see what had happened? Nah, son, I ain't hear none of that. You got to get the fuck out of here. For real, I'm going in on y'all this Friday, man. Ain't
whoa.
No hope for, man. I'm in your face with you streaming live. I got two sexy ladies, and I got Corona. Go, Corona. We got to say it the proper way, you know what I'm saying? In Espanol. Live on Lush Radio Online, man. And, we're going to try to go ahead and go into some quick music and stuff. We're going to see what's popping with this switchboard. Shout out to everybody that's a Facebook user and everything. Make sure you add us at Emma E2K on Facebook. Add her. Make sure you follow her on Twitter, Emma E2K. She's trying to get to 1,000. The 1,000 person will win 2 tickets with you and your boo-boo to see Cedric the Entertainment Live August.
Wait.
If you're this August 21st, yes.
Okay. You said Emma B as in boy 2K?
No, it's Emma E-M-M-A 2K. Make sure you guys are following her.
Emma.
Okay.
All right.
Emma, the number 2, the level.
Emma,
oh, I'm gonna tell y'all, cause I ain't trying to be fighting with Spanish people right now. No. She gonna cut me like a chicken.
No. She think cause she drinking Corona and shit, she's certified Boricua. You just injected, all right? It's Emma, E M M A, the letter E, the number 2, the letter K. So it's Emma E 2 K.
Got it.
I'm Googleable, but I'm definitely giving out the tickets for the Twitter. So hit me up on the Twitter, everybody get on it. The sponsors to those tickets will be On The Rocks Entertainment and SoulSummer.com.
We definitely live in the building, man. Make sure that you follow her. And like I said, SoulSummer.com, Cedric the Entertainer, August 21st at Paradise Theaters, www.ParadiseTheatersEvents.com. Call the box at 718-220-1015. Team Studios is located at 752 East 137th Street, Bronx, New York, 1054. Call them at 347-726-2221. All your recording and mixing needs, 7 days a week, 24 hours. Rooms are available between Willow and Bruckner Boulevard. We're live in the Bronx, broadcasting live. It's Get the F Out of Here Fridays. Call in at 347-826-7722 and tell us what's going on. Also, my girl Juicy Fruit has some situations that's going down with a film festival. We're trying to reach out to all the Hispanic culture, so I want my girl Juicy to give a quick synopsis, and she'll be giving you guys more updates on what's going on. Juicy, you still on the line with us, Booby?
I'm still here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, baby girl.
Okay. I mean, I don't have all the specifics, but I know that it's
The Maya Film Festival is coming to New York next week, August 6th to the 12th, I believe. I'm not sure of the location, but they need to look out for that. I'm going to call you back when I get all the specifics. But I need the entire Latino community to come out and support. It's going to be a mixture of films from all over the world, you know, PR, DR, Cuba, Mexico, everybody. So come out and support.
Definitely. Make sure you support that. If you don't support that, like, once again, I will smack you in the face. We get the fuck out of here fighting. I do what
okay.
I have to do, you know.
Thank you,
Ashi. And Guru, I know you're promoting a couple of artists out there. You want to put that information out there and everything, man?
Yeah, y'all know how I do, man. I got a lot of cats on deck. I got a shout-out, B. Bonds, Bonds World on Twitter, B-O-N-D-Z-W-O-R-L-D. You already know Rudy Moose on deck. Virgil Ken is on deck. Mr. Infamy, who called in and supported the Street Queens yesterday, he on deck. It's a lot going on right now. I got to shout out Uncle Louie. Y'all don't know who Uncle Louie is. He just, you know, got at me on the Twitter. And you need to go check my timeline and see what's popping, because I don't really like to do a lot of talking, man. Just come to my Twitter and y'all see what's going on. I'm doing a whole lot of promo for Lush. I'm doing a whole lot of promo for these artists and standing up for this movement. I'm not laying down for nobody. Whoever get in my way trying to start something, I guarantee you that it's not going to be nice. It's going to get real ugly because I'm standing with the team. The team is standing behind me. So what do you think you have? It's a movement. Don't try to stop it. Recognize. I really just want to say go to my Twitter and see what's popping because I'm working with a lot of artists, and guess what? They on deck. It's real. Shout out to the Slooty Sky INT. They coming out with some new stuff. They got a lot of support over here in Jersey, man. Y'all know what it is. And I just want to say that the Lush Girls International is definitely a movement that's taking off. Can't deny it. All these pretty ladies that's following me, guess what's going to happen? Is they coming right to Lush Girls International, and we going to have it our way. I don't know what y'all looking for, but we just going to do what we need to do out here to keep it real fly for y'all. It's going to be fly, fresh, and all of the above. All those links you see is real. There's real people that are supporting the movement. And, you know, we just want to say shout out to Emma E2K with her show. Make sure you're tuning in tomorrow. And you know what? I'm supporting everything that's Lush Radio, you know. And shout out to my man, the Slay Stone. Y'all know I'm rocking videos on my worldwide network. I'm blogging people. All you models that want more promo worldwide, you might get a motherfucker from Germany trying to holler at your ass fucking with me on some money shit. So, you know, it's money in Russia. It's money in Germany. Just walk with me. I'm going to take you there. Just fuck with me. That's all I want
to say. That's what's up, Google. Hey, Google, sorry to cut you off, man. I got my girl Kiki that's about to call in real quick. But the Real Style P said that a team of full of haters, dick riders, stans, join forces to get at me, then taking their male groupies, hate to another level, man. Level check yourselves, man. He said get the fuck out of here, man.
Wow.
The Real Style P said that, man.
Whoa.
On Twitter. Yeah. You know what I mean? But you know what? I just got cussed out. And I was told to get the fuck out of here.
Uh-oh.
Because I didn't answer on time for my girl Kiki. So she's on the line with us. And she wants to say, get the fuck out of here. Kiki, what's up, boo?
What up? Y'all see, I got y'all goddamn switchboard together and shit. Y'all better get the fuck out of here with that shit that I'm driving on my cell phone from Philly to New York. Fuck out of here. What up, y'all?
What's
Kiki
good,
is
Kiki?
Going in on us
y'all
tonight,
y'all know how
boy.
The motherfucker call up for Get the Fuck Out of Here Friday.
Kiki, tell them why they need to get the fuck out of here, man. You got something that pissed you off this week, man?
These motherfuckers better stop swerving in front of me on this fucking highway. That's what they better stop fucking doing. They better get the fuck out of here with that shit. I should have been on my motorcycle.
Whoa,
wow.
Damn, you got the bike popping too? I want to get on.
Yeah, I just got the bike popping.
I've been riding since I was two.
That's
why I'm popping. Hell yeah. I'm in Jersey, so bring your ass to Jersey on the bike. I got another helmet.
Fuck
out
of here.
Cross that bridge.
I'm on my bike now. I'm in a car driving back to New York. All right.
Four wheels today. All right. Zoom.
Kiki
Zoom.
Is going in tonight, man. I love Kiki, man. Question for today for all of y'all, man. This was our topic tonight. Why do people procrastinate? Are they scared of actually being successful, or are they just lazy, man? Or you know what I'm saying? Or do they allow other people to hold them back from what they need to do, man? Why do people procrastinate? Talk to me, man. Tiki, tell me why people procrastinate, man.
Wait. Hold on. Police behind me. Hold on.
Popo. You know, we all caught up with Popo now. You know what I'm saying? While she's dealing with Popo right behind her, you know what I'm saying? Juicy. Tell us why people procrastinate. Juicy?
The number one reason is fear. It's a combination of everything, but fear will definitely freeze you in your tracks. And being lazy, you're right. Some people are just lazy, and they want attention. They want people to be pushing them all the time. You know, they suck your energy dry. But fear is the number one reason. They're afraid of failure, too. How are they going to look if it doesn't work out? Everything is what if. And you'll never be successful if you don't just get up and do it. And you don't need somebody to be pushing you all the time. That's just lazy.
That's what it is. That's the truth, man. Hey, Kiki, the police, they not behind you anymore, man. Tell them
now I had to tell them to get the fuck out of here with that. I need no damn ticket. Hey, straight bullshit. Mm-hmm. Motherfucker just cut me off and he behind me.
Kiki just told the police to get the fuck out of here.
Wow. Motherfucker.
I'm like, wow. I'm like, Kiki is going hard tonight.
I'm
going to get the fuck out of here, man.
Yeah, you know, I missed a couple of weeks, so, you know, I had to bring it all in tonight.
I'm sitting here having a fight with this Swiss boy. Lord have mercy, Jesus. Ah, somebody pray for me. You know,
where the hell is my T-shirt? See, that's why you getting a lot of fuck out of here tonight.
You know what? This is the best bet. I was in Brooklyn last night. But check this out, though. This is what I want to do for you. You send me your address. I'm going to ship the shirt to you. You take the pictures of the shirt with your sexy hotness that you are, and send it back to me, and we're going to get it popping.
Gotcha.
And we're going to get it done. Don't be mad at me. Stop getting
gotcha, even though this is my second time sending you my address, but okay.
Get the fuck out of here. I told
you. No, you was in New York for how long? A whole damn week, and I ain't see you not one time? That's another
She's
get the fuck out of here,
love,
right?
I'm only one person, Emma. I'm only one person, Kiki.
I'm gonna have to get on you, see?
I'm gonna call you next time, man. I'm gonna call you.
Mm-hmm.
What's poppin'? Don't treat me like this, man. I can't deal with this. I'm hot and I'm PMS. I am a woman. Yo, but we got a couple of issues that's going on, recent things, man. The immigration situation that's going on in Arizona right now, man. I mean, you got protesters and everything. It was protesting like crazy. You know what I'm saying? It was protesting in New York over the Brooklyn Bridge. And, you know, the federal government decided that they wanted to overrule the whole situation. How do y'all people feel about that? Like, you know what I'm saying, racial profiling, all this craziness. If they profile the Hispanics, you know they're going to profile us as blacks, you know what I'm saying?
They've been doing that shit all the time.
They said that 61% of Americans want, they are in favor of this to racial profile. So what does that say about America? Or they could be lying about statistics. How do you guys feel about the whole situation of immigration with them? Somebody has their phone or listening to the show. You got to turn it down.
That's not me.
Somebody's echoing over there, people.
Yeah. They're basically racist. That's all.
Is this basically racist?
Yeah. They want their cake and eat it too. You want somebody to clean your house, but you don't want them to be here. That doesn't make any sense. You want us to go back to Africa after we gave you free labor. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's not right. That's not right.
That's what's up. All
you
I'm
know,
saying,
a lot of people, they complain about these people taking away jobs. What jobs? They're taking the jobs that you didn't want.
That's the truth. And this is the thing, man. Don't start complaining when you don't have no nannies for your babies. Don't start complaining when you don't got your man is drinking a six-pack of Corona. You know what I'm saying? Corona. You know what I'm saying? Working in Corona. You know, the problem, I'm getting beat up over here, man. But, you know, if they not out there doing the construction at 5 o'clock in the morning from dusk to dawn and ain't complaining about it, don't complain if you don't got nobody working at McDonald's to make your burger fast enough. Don't
right.
be complaining if you don't got nobody to mow your lawn or do your landscaping for you.
Right.
Don't complain if you don't got somebody to translate for you. Don't be mad. Don't be mad if you don't got somebody at your call center doing what they got to do now. Okay?
Right.
Don't
right.
be mad. Because,
yeah.
see, the problem is well, the situation is going to happen, and then the Hispanics are going to move away from Arizona and then watch all of the economics plummet. Who's
right.
doing all of these jobs that people don't want to do? And I'm sorry to say I love my black people to death. I love my black people, but my black people, listen. I love my love people. I love my black people. But listen, we got our pride thing too. Somebody tell us to go shovel some doo-doo. We like, oh, hell no. It's slavery now. Here we go now. It's slavery. But a Hispanic will go out there and do it. A Hispanic will go out there and do it. They'll go out there and do it. So who's going to do these jobs?
That's a whole nother level right there. Like, I think the biggest question to that is why is, though? Why do we have that mindset if somebody tell you to go shovel some shit? We got that mindset of who the fuck is you talking to? Tell me fucked up. Fuck out of here.
Why do we feel like that?
No, there's a history behind all of that. You're dealing with something different. We've been through that, you know, in blood, sweat, and tears. We're tired now. So the Mexicans or the immigrants, as they want to call them, the vegans, they're new. It's the same for them. To me, it doesn't matter where you come from. If you're willing to work, I'm willing to pay you. You're doing something I didn't want to do. And I appreciate you, but some people just don't. They want to see everything look nice. They want people to pick up the garbage on the highway. They want everything immaculate, everything convenient, their house clean and everything, but they don't
Who's
want to
do
here.
The job, though? That's my question. If you
that
get rid of all the Hispanics. And let me tell you something technical, my people. Everybody talking about, oh, we American, we this, that, and so. Let me tell you, there's no Anglo-Saxon white person. Black person, this is a freaking melting pot of people.
Exactly.
The Pueblos were not the original people, and the Hispanics really are the original people because they're descendants of the Native Americans, which are still, to me, I figure are black anyway. So at the end of the day, we are true Americans. And when you become a citizen, are you truly a citizen? The land of the free, when you still locked up, it's like a slave. They only give you enough for you to survive, but not enough for you to maintain, but not enough to be content. We're still in modern day slavery, but they try to sugarcoat it a little bit now.
Right now,
you know,
you're not a citizen. All that is a farce. We America is a corporation, and when you get your social security number, you just become one of the workers. You are worker class. That's what you are.
All we are numbers, man. We just bodies, man. We bodies to be sold. They're selling our social security numbers.
That's
it, though. Because it's all about the dollar. You know what I'm saying? To me, I don't even think it's a race car no more. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's beyond. America is way bigger than race now.
Yo, America is, you is or you ain't. And if you ain't, then you just a part of that piece of shit-ass class. You know, that's just what it is.
The race is still there. That element is still there. That's why you have people protesting. But, you know, there's a classism, but the racism still exists. I mean, they're still dragging people behind trucks. It still exists.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's the truth, man, and it's sad to say we shouldn't even be going through none of this at all. You know, we shouldn't be going through this craziness. Why are we sitting here debating when we already know that if we say and sit here and state that we want to sit here, the immigration, it's simple. If these people been here and they ain't commit no crime and they paying taxes and they starting and they building the revenue in this United States, the majority of the revenue that comes in the United States of America is because of foreigners.
Exactly.
What
that,
does the United States of America make? Somebody tell me. I hear crickets.
I said let them stay. Let them stay. You know.
I say let them stay. I say let them stay. If you feel like they should stay, call in at 347-826-7722. Do you think they should stay? We got a caller from the 347-694 live in the building with us. What's poppin'?
347. Come back. Come on.
All righty then. On to the next one. Okay. So we're going to go ahead and go to some quick music, and we'll be right back. We're talking about the immigration. And also, our president, Barack Obama, was on The View this past week. If you guys were able to watch it, man, how did what did you feel about it? Call in at 347-826-7722. This one right here is Start the Party, Busta Rhymes, Ghostface, Cam'ron. You know what I mean? Check it out, man. Let's Radio Online, man. It's hot. Get the fuck out of here. I really don't know what's going on with the switchboard right now. It's really making me want to say get the fuck out of here. I just don't know. You know, I just don't understand. I just don't understand. It's like Friday, it's hot, and things just don't want to, you know, act like they're supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? They just don't want to act right, you know? But I still love Blog Talk Radio because you provide us with a platform to do what we do each and every day. And, you know, but I still want to tell y'all, to get the fuck out of here with the switchboard right now. And I need technical support. Technical support? Let's go to the song, man. Is the switchboard going to work?
I am Iron Man.
Remix. Remix. I said, wait, what we waiting for, Swift?
Stop the party.
Streets want it, nigga.
I don't want to hurt nobody, but.
Go. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Remix. Get him up. Get him up.
Oh.
Get him up. Get him up.
Yeah.
Get him up. Get him up.
Oh.
Get him up. Get him up. I said, wait. Stop the party.
I gotta change my
voice. I don't want to hurt nobody, but.
Yeah.
That's what it's coming through. Tell me how you want it, bro. Fuck a line, nigga. See, we skipping right in front of you. Check. Trust me, you don't really want it, dude. Open club security, you pull my niggas off of you. Why try stop it? See, we prime time coming through. Shut it down, disrespectful, bitch. That's what we love to do. Check the method, how I shred it. That ain't nothing new. Hectic like the tunnel.
I said, wait. Stop the party.
Yeah, where you at?
I don't want to hurt nobody,
bro. To the club, fog hopping out, bouncing. Walking in the door, the DJ just made an announcement. King in the building, women screaming, shouting. Bring me bottles in a hand, standing on the couch. It's me, I don't smoke, but my niggas blowing out. She's hiding here, she's sweating, see her nipples through her blouse. Hey, how can I not be the hottest shit? I'm killing party body shit. Hey, wait a minute, stop the
I
tweet.
Said, wait.
Aw, oh, shucks, man.
Oh,
stop.
Oh.
When the last time you heard somebody say, aw, oh, shucks, man?
Oh God, what we about to do here?
Kill him.
Where you at, Playboy?
I said, wait. Stop the party.
I don't wanna hurt nobody, but I'm a cyclone whore. Dry stones, y'all. Want FaceTime in the iPhone 4 or be patient. More beat waiting. King James the game. Number one free agent. I've been winning. You've been losing. Dip set back at the UN moving. Moving. Chip Frito Lay. Folks, yes, sir. I'm the East Coast
Dream. Hey, yo, Josh, where you at, nigga?
I said, wait, stop the party. I don't wanna hurt nobody.
Yo, I know a couple real killers that's Catholic. Uh-huh. White boys who speak black, cleaning they ratchet and they bloodline is Cyrus. I'm the only Muslim in the pool. They know I put that work in like a pirate. Jill just slapped the ox in the green jello. Carving your face is like the sound of a sweet demo. Swiss knives intimidate Roscoe. Blood dripping over my crisp knife. The streets are text spit like Tabasco. Never took the blue suit off pink rosé. That's more for like pretty women. You so lame, so if you wanna get physical, Staten Island goons is in the cut, Tony Stark play the front like my
genitals. Yeah, I thought we was making a movie already, huh? Welcome home, dog! Oh, shucks, man.
I said, wait, stop the party. I don't wanna hurt nobody, but
I went away for a minute, it's like I'm back from the dead. Relapse on your niggas and crack some heads. Let me see, my plate's empty, yours is full. You suck, real talk, come on with the ball. Guns clap at the claws, tap, tap on the doors. You gon' be like, what's that? Or you gon' hear blast through the walls. I rep for the town and said, fuck with tacky. Niggas should clean, come stock and cash sack.
I said, wait, stop the party. I don't wanna hurt nobody, but
Yeah.
Oh, him? He's a rat. To the hood, he can never come back, right?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
get him up, get him up. Oh, get him up, get him up. Yeah, get him up, get him up. Oh, get him up, get him up. Yeah.
Yo, are you a rat? Can you ever come back? That's the question. Live on Lush Radio Online, man. And for those that are viewing us live on Ustream, I want you to see the beautiful and lovely, sexy, Lush girl, two snaps in the circle, our girl, Rose, live in the building. She's live with us right now. She's on the opposite side of me. And I'm going to present her to you so you can view us live on Ustream and see her right now. Rose, can you come over here and, you know, shout out to the people? We're streaming live right now. Come and see. Rose is hot. Say hi, Rose.
How y'all doing?
Rose trying to give y'all a sexy voice.
Yeah, that's a sexy voice. Very white.
Rose, man, tell everybody, you know, why you want to model and rock with Lush Radio, man. Tell the people what's pop.
Who better than Eb over here and Emma than the queen?
That's what it is. That's what it is. Y'all heard it first, man. Yeah, we got sexy ladies in the building. You better act like you know what I'm saying? We got girls in here, girls, ladies in the building. You know what I'm saying? Guru, you need to be here next time in the studio so you can see the ladies, man.
Yeah, I'm mad as hell. I ain't up in there today. I see you just popping across the screen with all that fineness. You know, I'm down for that. So I'm supposed to be there. I'm kind of choked up. I'm crying on the inside for everybody listening. I hate missing events like this. I need to be up in a chair in between y'all, sandwiched up. Make a sandwich. Make a sandwich.
Guru say
next time I come through, it's sandwich time.
Oh, man. Guru is definitely
off myself.
That's what it is, man. And we're going to go into a quick commercial. Shout out to Team ENT, man. We're going to definitely go into a quick commercial real quick. This is the Spanish version. Shout out to all my Hispanics out there. This commercial was done by Emma of E2K. Check this out. Team Studios, man. Let's go.
A esos raperos y cantantes, vengan a Team Studios.
localizado en 752 East 137, Bronx, New York 10454. Estamos entre Willow y Bruckner Boulevard. Llámanos 347-726-2221. Estamos aquí 7 días, 24 horas. Persíguenos en el Twitter, que se llama Team ENT y el número 1. El website es, en la computadora tienes que ir y marcar teamentertainment.net. Nos vemos.
Y'all heard that little merengue and stuff. I'm gonna give y'all a little yes. That's what it is. That's the Spanish version. We got the English version also. Make sure you check out Team Studios. And we recorded that live here at Team Studios. Shout out to the engineer out there, Rich, man. Shout out to Jose. Shout out to the whole squad out there that do their thing, man. For real, man. Definitely a big shout out, though. Show us mad love, man. And shout out to Alex and our boy here. We live in the building, man. Live in Team Studios. Located at 72752 East 137th Street, Bronx, New York, 10454, between Willow and Bruckner Boulevard. We broadcast a lot from there, actually, yep. And call them at 347-726-2221. Recording and mixing needs 7 days a week, 24 hours, and they have rooms available. And we got sexy ladies like Rose in the building. Come on now. Come on. Come on. Get it together. What'd you think about that? Emma did that, Guru. What'd you think about that commercial, son? In Spanish, son.
Sounds so sexy. I'm in my Spanish vocabulary dictionary right now trying to see if I can translate some shit in there. Hey, Emma, that's popping. That's popping. I'm trying to. I'm going to have to listen to the show again and go over it real nice because that shit was hot. I like that. That's hot.
That was hot, man. Emma gave the real sexiness to that. That commercial right there, you know what I'm saying?
Caliente.
Caliente, man. It's a Spanish commercial. You know what I'm
saying? I'm poppy.
Oh, my God, you stupid. Oh, my God.
I'm poppy.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yo, shout out to everybody that tunes in to Lush Radio online, man. This is what it's about. It's togetherness, unity. We support everybody, man. You know what I'm saying? We support everybody in the game. Like, we don't have to hate. We don't hate. We love everybody. You know what I'm saying? If you hate on us, you're just giving us free publicity, son. For real. Definitely.
Uh-huh.
And I love free publicity. For real. So, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, you know? And I think we got the London version of the commercial also for the people, you know, that want to hear the English version of that commercial, you know, for those who don't know entiendo, if you do not speak Spanish, we got the English version. But that was for our Spanish listeners that's out there that listen to Lush Radio and stuff like that, because, you know, we got listeners from all over the world, man, so we know we got to cater to them. So this is the English version, and it's kind of like English, and check this out right here. It's Lush Radio Live. Lush Radio Live.
If you're looking for a studio that you can definitely get your professionalism on for your mixing mastering pleasure, then you need to check out Team Studios at 752 East 137th Street between Willow and Bruckner Boulevard, Bronx, New York. You can call them at 347-726-2221. Make sure that you check them out. They're open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Make sure you contact them at www.teamentertainment.net. Or follow them on Twitter at Team ENT1. And make sure you check them out, because definitely it's the hottest sport in the Bronx. Cheerio.
Did you hear that? That was the hottest sport in the Bronx. And that was done by the one and only your girl, Lushy Lush. Lars.
Lush. So, what do you think about that one, Given? Did you like that? Did you like that one?
Yes, I'm trying to find the hot spot, so. Okay. Oh, I got it.
Hey. Yeah. So, we got a song that we got to play from Jason and Karina voicemail. So, we're going to play that real quick. And, it was part of yesterday's topic and stuff, so we're going to play that on the show real quick. And we're going to be rolling out in a second. We're going to be rolling up out of here and everything. And we definitely want to shout out everybody that showed us mad love out there and the whole Lush Radio fam that definitely shows us love and supports us. So we're going to go to this song real quick, and we're going to be right back. All Lush Radio Online, voicemail, hot or not.
I was blind and short as a drug, so I asked for a little one consignment. Full-time waitress, just a little time spent. I got a girl you know about, it's just a little process. Said it wasn't fake, cause I'm the only one that profits. I saw my friends in my name, business, you my chick. Fifth at brown bags, you be on that fly shit. I know I got a wife at home, and that's always the topic. I ain't trying to leave her, but the other one got my kid. And we just met and look at all the things that we accomplished. Yes. And I'm the reason you stand with. And I'm trying to make it work, I can't promise. Wet like a hydrant, let's set the record straight. And make it fast, baby, I ain't got much time left.
That's the time of the voicemail. I know where you at when you don't pick up your phone. You're feeding me tears, telling me to stay strong. I miss you when you go back home. That's the sound of the voicemail. But I can't get enough of you. And at the end of the night, you go home and it rides. Holding my pillow tight, it's over you. I'm a sidekick in secret. That's not the way I wanna keep it. I know everybody's teasing, but I just can't leave you alone. Making promises you don't keep them. You keep saying you're gonna leave us. I continue to stand by you, holding you down.
That's the sound of a voicemail. I know where you at when you don't pick up your phone. You're feeding me tears, telling me to stay strong. I miss you when you go back home.
That's the sound of a voicemail. I know where you at when you don't pick up your phone. You're feeding me tears, telling me to stay strong. I miss you when you go back home.
Your friends are saying that you need a man. I gotta blame myself. I tell you to leave your man. When I'm in the crib, I think about you. I don't understand. And everything you want, you got it. You know I don't treat you bad. You keep telling me it's cool, baby. I can see you mad. I know you gotta live your life, and I ain't trying to keep you back. You tell me you sleep alone. I'm at home kicking back. And every time I call you, girl, it's not just for a piece of ass. Girl, you know you got me signed up. When we in the bed, you go hard. Rihanna. See what we got it too. I'm trying to keep the two. It's like you with it 1 minute. You got it, I'm confused. I hope you never try to make me choose. It's like I'm winning for some reason, I'm always the truth. So I'ma give it to you straight up. Let's get it in, we can talk about it later.
Oh, my voicemail. Oh my god. Oh, my voicemail. Let me get this hot or not. Oh, my voicemail. Is it hot or not? On the video. Team Studios, Karina Jason.
We live on the air. And I'm streaming. All right, myself. So people call in right now at 347-826-7722 and tell me if it's hot or not.
Well, that's Radio Online. Cool, what you think about that, family?
I think the music was on point. This flow was kind of nice for the radio, and I'm going to give it a hot with a small H because I can see some people singing that in the club, on their way to the club, on their way home from work. The claps, you know, the clap had a little bit of all elements right there, you know, a little bit of harmony, a little bit of some background, you know, and that's one thing people got to do right here is network with some R&B artists, whether they male or female. It's not just hip-hop these days. Y'all know where it's going. So get in tune, man. I'm going to give it a lowercase H, hot.
Definitely. So what you think about it, Rose? Rose is sitting right next to me, and I want to know what the lovely lady thinks about it. Is that something that you would sing as a female on the voicemail?
I wouldn't sing on anybody's voicemail.
Would you sing on somebody's voicemail? So what do you think about the song? Is it hot or is it not? You give it a capital H or a lowercase H, or is it lukewarm? Tell me.
I give it a capital H.
Why? Tell me why. She says, Rose gives it a capital H. She says that voicemail is hot, people.
Voicemail
is hot. Leave it on my voicemail. Shout out to all the people out there viewing us on Ustream. You heard voicemail. Do you like it or do you not? You know, leave it on my voicemail. On my voicemail. On my voicemail. Corinne and Jason. Shout out to Team Studios. Because we're broadcasting live from here in the Bronx. So, yes, stand up. We live in the building. Shout out to everybody out there that's doing their thing. You know, get the fuck out of it. And a big shout out to the big man with the plan, Jose, out there, man. I love that dude, man. I love him. For real. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to him and the whole squad. You know what I'm saying? Ed, Alex, and everybody, Rich. You know, they definitely hold us down out here at Team Studios, man. And I'm telling you, if you're in the BX, man, you need to come to the studio. It's located at 752 East 137th Street, Bronx, New York, 10454, 347-726-22221. Between Willow and Bruckner. So, I like voicemail. Voicemail is a hot song. You know what I mean? Shout out to all the DJs out there that's doing anything. Shout out to all the sexy ladies out there. If you a sexy lady, say ow. We live in the building, man. And shout out to Spliff Star. Shout out to LS, and shout out to Dawn. Dawn showed us mad love. And we support him. Shout out to my little sister. Shout out to Microphone Bully. Microphone Bully does this show each and every Sunday from 6 to 9 o'clock, man. Make sure you check them out. And also make sure you check out Emma, the Bostress, this Saturday at 8 o'clock. Her show is popping. Yo, we got people that come in live. I mean, it's real talk. It's real life. Emma looks sexy each and every Saturday. And the topic is going to be hot. I wish y'all would have seen what I was seeing. It was off the hook. She was dancing like a genie. Genie in a bottle, you know? And so it's definitely going to be hot this Saturday. We're going to be in Grind Time Live tonight. And also, we've been getting in real hard body out here in New York. So if y'all don't know that Lush Radio Online is a movement, and if you don't want to be a part of it, I mean, I feel sorry for you. You need to get the fuck out of here. We in the building, man. Holla at my man Guru. He's the head of promo. My ace boon coon is Emma. Shout out to Natalia out there in Florida repping us hard. Shout out to Ebony repping us hard. Shout out to me at Expo repping us hard with Street Queens last night, man. Love her to death. She gave us big shout outs. Make sure all of y'all follow her, the real Mia X. Shout out to Fred the Godson, man, for coming through when he had an emergency, son. And he twinning us, showing us mad love. Shout out to the whole BX. And shout out to JC for It's a She Thing, man. The car wash is coming up. We're going to be broadcasting live. It's nothing but sexy ladies. Make sure your car is extra dirty that day, son, because the chicks is going to be wet. It's going down. And also, don't forget the jingle. Submit your information for the jingle. If you submit your information, it has to be 30 seconds. It has to be hot. For Emma's E2K on the spot, the slogan is real life, real talk. You need to submit that. If you don't, you know what I'm saying, you ain't going to win these tickets, man. At Gmail, you know what I'm saying? And shout out to the chicken wings out there, man. I feel like I'm hungry. You know, I gotta put in order right now. You know what I'm saying? This is how we do at the studio, son. So I take orders. We got Corona in the building. Corona in here. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, we get orders in, man. You know, we got sexy ladies in the building. We got our own photography crew. You know what I'm saying? Photo ops. I mean, it's crazy right now. We're still going to even use stream while we take pictures of our girl right here, you know, in a few seconds. We going in. Maybe I should show them one of the Lush Radio Girls T-shirts, man. If y'all ain't seen them, you know what I mean? I'm gonna let Rose get the shirt and show y'all, you know, real quick. Because y'all need to see this, man. And Google knows that we get it popping. And y'all need to get at Google, too, because he do the websites for the ladies. Google, give them that information about how you help the ladies with the websites, man.
Well, as you know, Lush has a flair for, you know, press release. And hand-in-hand with that goes me designing websites. So if you have your bio together, if you have your promo pics together, all you got to do is contact me on my Twitter or futureguru100@gmail or contact Lush Radio Online or follow Lush Girls International. If y'all not familiar with the term EPK, it stands for Electronic Press Kit, and that's what Lush Girls International is all about. It's about helping you ladies take it to the next level. Why don't you just check in with us? Why don't you just ask about it? All you got to do is just create an interest and let us know where you want to be in your model world. You know, because we see you. Some of y'all are fine. Some of y'all are procrastinating.
So I'm about to procrastinate. But real quick, if you're less logged in with us on Ustream, I want y'all to check out the Lush Radio Girls T-shirt. You know what I'm saying? I'm a Lush girl. If you sexy, you know what I'm saying? You might be voluptuous. You might be tiny, small, big, whatever, man. If you a Lush Radio girl and you hot and you sexy and you know it and you confident and you flaunt it, you know what I'm saying? You live with us, man. And our girl Rose is about to show y'all real quick what the shirt looked like. You know what I'm saying? Look in the camera. Look in the camera. Can you see it? Can you see it? Can you see the shirt? All you got to do is log on to www.lushradioonline.com and live on it and click on buy now. Buy now. Going once, going twice. Buy now. See you there.
So we need to get them in a boutique or something.
For real. Definitely, man.
That's a boutique shirt. That's a shirt for the boutiques. Is there any boutique owners out there? Get your big booty boutique shirt, because we want to see you in it. We want to see somebody step up to this. How about that? Step up to this.
Definitely. And we gonna close it out in a second, man. But I gotta touch on one thing, man. All y'all that's true Eminem fans, man, go out and cop that record. He's back. He's awesome. He did more numbers than Rick Ross, but shout out to Rick Ross because his album is awesome also. But, yo, he did more numbers than Rick Ross, man, and M is back, son. I mean, he's talking about stuff we can relate to. Shout out to him, man, for real. Shout out to M. Seriously.
Shout out to Eminem. Shout out to Eminem. Y'all see the numbers. And that comes from already selling 8 million records before, or 10 million, however you want to put it, 8 to 10 million. I mean, that comes from hard work. That comes from having a fan base.
That's long.
Having a fan base to follow.
Branding yourself, man.
Right.
It's all about that branding, man. And stop procrastinating, man. Y'all procrastinators, man. Y'all need to get the fuck out of here, man. For real.
Yeah, loyal fans is going to do what they do. That's all I got to say.
Definitely,
a loyal fan is going to do what they do. you might have some people on Twitter that ain't got nothing to do with promotion promoting Eminem. How about that? So that's a loyal fan. And we got loyal fans. Don't get it twisted. Lush Radio Online has loyal fans. Shout out to Lush Radio.
Shout out to everybody supporting
Lush Radio.
Shout out to Elite Print, www.Elite Print, man, formerly known as Capital Customs, who provided us with the Lush Girl shirts. Call them at 203-471-0310. Action Band Paper, man. Lush sent you, man. Let's get that custom clothing popping, man. You really want to get your shine on? Get your own freaking clothing line, man. And let Elite Print provide that for you, man. You heard it first on Lush Radio Online, man. And don't forget, log on to www.idjawards.com and vote for us, man. Come on, who does that? We got nominated for Internet DJ, man. Scroll down, nominate us, man. You can go 4, 5, 6 times. I don't care. Just vote, son. For real.
Definitely. Shout out to OG Crazy Eddie. He blowing up the Twitter. He blowing up my Twitter and talking about the IBJ Awards hosted by Angie Stone and Montel Jordan.
Shout out to them. And he's showing us mad love, man. You know, we got media down there, so we're going to be down. We're going to have some media down there covering for us. You know what I'm saying? Lush Radio don't have to physically be in the building, but we are in the building. You know, so we're going to be live in the building. Our presence is known everywhere, you know what I'm saying? And definitely shout out to Coast to Coast DJs. Their convention is going down. We are media sponsors. Shout out to them, too. We're going to go to a quick commercial, and we'll be right back, man, on Lush Radio Online, man. I'm just really, you know, loving everybody doing their thing out there. I'm loving everybody doing their thing out there. I'm just letting y'all know that Lush Radio is not a game. And if you don't become the 1,000th person to hit up Emma, you will not get no tickets, and you need to get the fuck out of here, for real. You need to pick your face off the ground, son. Pick your face off the ground, son. Your face is on the ground, just like your pants are on the ground. You're looking like a fool with the pants on the ground. Pants on the ground, pants on the ground. You know? See, was you able to see Barack Obama on The View? The other night on Guru, did you see that?
Nah, I didn't see Barack on the View. I did happen to check out a little bit of Obama on another show, because I watched a lot of the cable networks and related to the president. So, you know what? Shout out to The View and shout out to Obama for stepping up and supporting those ladies. Though I want to touch on that. That Obama is accessible, and, you know, it's important to be, like, the president is accessible. Like, can you imagine? Like, so this is a great look for those ladies, Whoopi, and everything. Like, you know, we got to support that, man. If Obama's supporting it, it can't be too much wrong with it. So, and that's the movement, man. That's what the movement
said,
is all
about. He said
there's
a lot of American people, like, real people that really have his real email address. Like, can I get your real email address, dog? Like, I mean, can we have somebody from the, even if it's a janitor? Just call in and say you in the White House right now. Get on Skype or something. I'm in that White House right now. All at us, man. You know what I'm saying? Can we get his handkerchief so he can sell it on eBay? All at me, son. Give me a shoe. All at me. Let's baby online, man. Get the fuck out of here Fridays, man. We getting
going
in.
Going in.
I love all of y'all. Thank y'all for supporting. Thank you for calling in. And we love y'all, man. Lush Radio Online, man. Without y'all, there is no us. We are the people's voice. And check us out tonight at Grind Time, doing our 1-2. Me and the Bostress, Emma E2K, the Queen of New York. That's her official stamp from Lush Radio. She's live in the building. She gets nothing but VIP status. If y'all know, I've seen it firsthand. People, where you go and people just throw gates open? You don't even stand in no line. They just throw the gate open for you, son. Who does that? Only the Queen of New York, son. Get out of here, son. You got to do your time, man. Hey, Diddy, what's good, man? What's up with the Ciroc, man? What's up? And my Jay-Z boy, what's up? So we getting out of here, man. Lush Radio Online is hot. Team Studios, located at 752 East 137th Street, Bronx, New York, 10454. 347-726-2221 between Willow and Bruckner. Call them. And, you know, tell them I sent you, man. And I'm feeling some air coming at me. And I'm feeling, shout out to Rose, she's sexy. Shout out to all our ladies. Shout out to Emma, she's sexy too. Shout out to Freddie Constein. Shout out to Future Guru. He's sexy too. Guru's sexy too. Everybody's sexy. I'm sexy. Get the fuck out of here. And I really am getting the fuck out of here tonight. I might stay on Ustream, but I'm going to be off the Blog Talk right now. Peace, y'all. Later.
Yeah, y'all. Yeah.